Okay, I think I got at least a tentative wording. So strike all of number three and replace it with the following. Audit the membership mailing list to ensure that addresses are included and accurate for all listener and staff members and are duplicate-free. And lists are duplicate-free. Does that capture it?
Yeah, and have it ready to present to the NES by...
No. This is what the NES should do, not what management should do.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
You get back to that same part problem about being able to ensure. But Terry, can you offer some language there?
To accomplish what?
Can you... Bob, can you read it again?
Sure.
My problem was with the NES being able to ensure whatever.
Sure, let me read it again. Audit the membership mailing list, let me put in at all five stations, to ensure that addresses are included and accurate for all listener and staff members and that lists are duplicate-free.
The only thing I'd say is that it's not just that there are addresses and that they're duplicate-free, but also that they aren't missing people and that there aren't non-members inserted. You know, it's no padding and no deletions. I don't know how to word that, but there's no way that the audit can confirm that all the addresses are correct. And saying that they're going to do that seems like it's impossible.
Right, that was my point.
And so what the audit actually is a random sample check to make sure that the lists have not been tampered with, you know, padded or eligible members deleted. That's what the audit can do. The audit can determine if there is something in the address field, but the audit cannot really confirm that the addresses are all good.
Okay. I'm playing with the language here.
I mean, that's something station staff, ideally you'd have a process where some sort of mailing with return address correction requested.
Right. Well, that's what we mandated.
Ahead of time and so on,
we had actually passed a motion mandating that, and management ignored it. So how about this? Audit the membership mailing list at all five stations to check for inclusion and accuracy of addresses for all listener and staff members and that lists are – and
I would use by random sampling because you can't – otherwise it keeps sounding like he's going to do a name-by-name audit, which is not mm-hmm. – you know,
Terry, is that the right language, random
sampling?
Yeah,
well, within accounting and bookkeeping worlds, it's called a review. An audit actually means, you know, going back to the original record for every single record, and that's not something that's going to happen. But audit, as it's used colloquially, literally, it's what's properly called a review, but review sounds kind of vague to the layperson.
Well,
I would do audit, but strike the language that follows it, Bob, where you say for every...
Audit a random sample.
Yeah.
Okay, but so I can put in... Okay, let's try this.
Are you ready for lights out?
Audit the membership mailing list at all five stations to check by random sampling for inclusion and accuracy of addresses for all listener and staff members and to check that lists are free of duplicates and non-members.
Excellent.
All right. Okay, let's move on.
We have 10 items, and we have 8 minutes left.
Thank you for keeping us posted. Okay, number four, ensure that LESs coordinate and supervise candidate forms for live broadcast as well as short cards for each candidate, both in their production and airing schedule, with the assistance of local station personnel. Okay, next. Monitor and enforce fair campaign provisions, including processing complaints of violations. Next, ensure that the LESs work with station management to achieve adequate promotion of the elections on air.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Back on five.
Yeah.
I thought Terry's position was that the NES looked at the violations only upon appeal.
Right. Good point. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about ensure that LESs monitor and enforce fair campaign provisions, including processing complaints of violations, and act on any appeals from LES's decisions. Does that cover it?
In my role as secretary, are you writing down your language, Bob?
Thank you for asking. I am writing down my language, so yeah. But if there's any collateral suggestions on things not related to this document, Michael, I would appreciate if you could take note of that, okay?
Yeah.
There were a few already. Okay, number six, ensure that the LESs work with station management to achieve adequate promotion of the elections on air. Okay, number seven, supervise the foundation's balloting contractor in designing, printing, and mailing voters' paper ballots for STV, simple voting instructions, candidate statement pamphlets, and a fundraising appeal.
I would offer that the option of internet voting, that this person might have to deal with that. You're not going to make a decision right now, obviously, but saying paper ballot there and not mentioning any option of internet voting, it may not really matter in terms of the job description because the contractor is going to do it. But
okay. How about this language? Okay. Supervise the foundation's balloting contractor in designing, printing, and mailing voters' paper ballots for STV and, if decided by Pacifica, electronic voting, and then back to simple voting instructions, candidate statement, pamphlets, and so forth.
Yeah.
Any objection to that addition? Okay. All right, next, eight. Prepare and maintain a constantly updated centralized election website with information on election processes, deadlines, and events, and with detailed pages for each of the five stations with candidate information and local events and deadlines.
I have something to say here.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You're going to reduce... I did not prepare and maintain. Otis did that.
Right.
I told him what I wanted, and by and large, he was very, very responsive. I mean, there were delays because of things like the national conventions of the political parties and things like that. There were problems. But if I had seen the job description and thought that I had to prepare and maintain a website, I'd say, oh, I'm not qualified to do that. I guess I won't apply.
I get you. That's a good point. So how about, okay, how about arrange with foundation?
Oversee.
Yeah, oversee.
Oh, okay. Let me try on my language and then we can switch if we have to. Arrange with foundation IT staff to frequently update a centralized election website, et cetera, the rest of the language as is. Does that work? Arrange with foundation IT staff to frequently update?
As far as I'm concerned.
All right. Anyone else?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
But let's just say staff.
Okay. Foundation staff.
It could be anybody that can do the website.
Right. Right. But we're not going to have extra money this year.
I know.
But hire an outsider
to toss out. So.
Right.
How about collaborate? Which
gets us back to Terry's concern that it would imply that that person needs some IT skills themselves. And the arrange makes it clear it's an arm's length relationship. It's like, I'll give you the content, I'll check with you to make sure you posted it, and the rest is on you.
Hmm.
Okay. So, all right. Can we go on to number nine?
Number eight.
Hold on. One at a time. Michael.
Can we specify here about in Spanish as needed?
Sure. Let's see.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it can go at the very end. How about also in Spanish as needed? Okay, Michael, is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. Nine.
Oh, Nancy?
Yeah.
Number six? The
yes.
word adequate promotion of the elections
yeah.
on air, you know, adequate, it's just not detailed enough for me. If we had some numbers or anyway, think about it
this
maybe
is,
later
Nancy,
on.
Nancy, this is a job posting. This is not
I
the
know,
place
I
to
know.
Give
I'm
the
sorry.
Number of
okay,
announcements. Okay.
Okay. Okay. We have two more minutes. Okay.
Right. Okay, number nine, approve the mailing of replacement ballots by the foundation's balloting contractor to verified voters as necessary. Comments?
Okay. Repeat that, Bob, one more time.
Approve the mailing of replacement ballots by the Foundation's balloting contractor to verified voters as necessary.
Nancy, I'm stuck.
Yes.
The membership coordinator of each station would probably be very good to help the LES, the NES area, both about this, don't you think?
Well, that's what happened this year. Terry, what do you think of this language?
Yeah, as NES, I ended up jumping in at a couple of stations to do that role because the LESs were overwhelmed. But by and large, it was the LES working with the station management that did this.
So, okay, should I change it to supervise the LESs in approving the mailing of replacement ballots, Terry?
That's more accurate.
Okay, supervise the LESs in approving the mailing of replacement ballots by the Foundation's balloting contractor to verify voters as necessary. Okay, can we go on?
So, English teacher correction, put the by the Foundation's balloting contractor right after the word mailing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Approve the mailing by the Foundation's balloting contractor of replacement ballots to verify voters as necessary.
Okay. That's fine. All right, 10. Prevent ballot stuffing.
Time.
Okay, thanks, Nancy. Verify valid ballots. Very simple. Anything? Okay. All right, we're at time, and we have one, two, three... three more duties, and then a bunch of requirements and beneficial experience.
How about seven more minutes more?
No, I think we're going to need more like 15,
okay.
Really.
15, okay. Is that okay?
Yeah. Any objection? Okay.
No, but I have a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
In terms of the replacement ballots by the balloting company, that was the process this year. It has not always been the process.
Right.
At the last election, it was the NES who, once verifying the eligibility of a candidate, would nullify the number on the ballot and himself mail out the replacement ballot or hand it out in person when he was at a given station.
Right. Well,
so I would strike balloting company because we don't know which way we're going to go.
Well, you see, we have a fundamental decision to make here because we could fudge it, although I don't know how to fudge it. We're either going to have a contractor or we're not. If we have a contractor, I mean, if we don't have a contractor, we're going back to the old days where the NES did everything personally. And then that's kind of a different job ad than this one.
Well, that's not what I'm saying, though. I mean,
what are you saying?
Because we had a balloting company in times past.
No, we didn't. This is the first time we've ever gone with a company that did. We had a company that helped, that was associated with the NES, who he brought in on the day of the ballot tabulation, but we've never separately hired a company that, you know, did a lot of predefined tasks.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, but as opposed to when we had True Ballot, is that what you're saying?
True Ballot came in. Well, actually, they came in for one. What do you call it? Like a special. It wasn't a normal election. It was like when the court delayed the counting of one election, and they just did that one station's quickie election.
No, they also did 2004, 2005.
Oh, did they? Oh, I stand corrected. I guess my memory is not so good.
Hand scanned the ballots.
But anyway, the question is what we're doing this year. And I would say we should go forward with recommending that we do the same bifurcated, an NES and a company, at least at this stage. I mean, can't we put out the ad structured that way? And if later the board changes its mind, then, you know, hopefully... Well, I don't know. I mean, I was going to say hopefully the applicant can go with the flow. I don't know what else to do. We've got to make a decision.
Well, isn't that particular item that you just read just about the NES's approving the ballot, the replacement ballot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just cut this sentence short. It's too many words on all of this stuff. So I'm just saying.
Just delete any reference to the contractor.
It's not necessary to what
right.
he personally has to do.
So just say, supervise the LESs in approving the mailing of replacement ballots to
Period.
Verified voters if necessary.
Yeah.
Okay, good point. All right. 10, prevent ballot stuffing, verify valid ballots. Seems simple. 11, verify that...
Okay, I'm sorry, prevent ballot stuffing how?
It doesn't say
how. Yeah, how?
I mean, this is a job announcement. This is not the place to say how.
Harry?
Well, yeah, the policy say, specify that we're going to use a PIN system, which is what we do.
I see. Okay.
I mean, this is basically just to give the applicant an overall idea of what the job is. I mean, you don't need to be that specific. I think the whole thing is way too specific. But
yeah. Okay, go ahead.
11, verify that quorum 10%. Actually, maybe we should strike all, in the spirit of what Terry just said, 10% of listeners, 25% of staff. Can we just strike those numbers and just say verify that quorum has been achieved at each region by appropriate deadlines and decide whether extensions are thereby needed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, either way.
Okay. All right. So if there's no objection, I'll strike the number.
Yes.
Sorry, Michael, what'd you say?
I was going to say ascertain whether rather than verify that, but whatever.
Okay, ascertain whether. All right. All right, next. Supervise the foundation's balloting contractor in performing 10 accurate STB tallies with observers for a total of 10 elections, 2 per region. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that's repetitive, I just noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we skipped the for a total of 10 elections. 10 accurate STB tallies with observers.
Period.
2 per region. Just
what,
to two? Make sure they're clear that it's in different parts of the country. 2 per region.
What is
2 per
two
region?
2 what?
2 counts. A listener count and a staff count.
Oh,
two
I
per,
see. Okay.
2 per station.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 13, certify the election results. That's simple. 14, provide a written report within 1 month of election certification. That includes reports from each LES on elections at their stations, a summary of information to help future NESs and LESs, a list of problems with each election and how those problems were handled, and recommendations for improvement for the next election. It's awfully wordy.
Yeah, streamline it.
Yeah. All right. Write a written report within 1 month of election supervision that summarizes... summarizes election problems and offers recommendations for improvements. How's that?
That's fine.
This Nancy,
yeah.
Number 13, that's number 12, and then at the end of the second sentence, this is number 13.
That was a formatting error I made.
And,
it's a separate
and I
thing.
Don't think that should be correct, certify the election. I mean, certify or not certify the election results. I mean, if they have to certify it, then it's kind of crazy. I mean, it's like making a judgment before you have the election.
Well, what do you think, Terry? It seems like that word can also mean I certify that this station X did not meet quorum.
I think that in a job description it's appropriate to say that because that's what you're trying to accomplish.
Right.
Obviously, Nancy's right, but you know, in a job description, I think it's good enough to say that.
Okay. All right.
Make a decision to certify. Decide. Decision on certification.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, so this is obviously this very lengthy version just goes on our website, right, for others to link to with a shorter description, much shorter little blurb, right?
Right. I'm glad you brought that up because, of course, we could just suggest that Summer condense this for the short ads, but that may be difficult for, you know, with all the work she's dealing with. So we may want to actually, not on tonight's call, I'm not saying that, but that, you know, in the next few days, maybe I could circulate a suggested really super short version of this.
Yes, I would like to make a motion to that effect, that you be tasked, since you've, you know, did an excellent job of bringing it all together. Of doing the short version, Summer will not be able to, just will not have the time to do that, I'm sure.
Okay, so the motion is that the chair be tasked with drafting a short job announcement for NES to forward to the IED.
That includes the link to this.
Right, including a link to the full description.
Yeah.
On the Pacifica website.
Right.
This is Nancy.
Yeah.
Why do we have to shorten it? It's already
some,
so much.
It's very simple, Nancy. Some formats do not allow more than X number of words, or you pay exorbitant fees. You know, if it's like Current Magazine or whatever magazine,
okay.
Newspaper, website, some of them charge fees.
I got it.
So any discussion, any objection to Lydia's motion? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. Let's move on to the requirements. Okay, first is, and this is almost word for word from Terry. Was this? I think these were your lists from the LES, right?
I don't remember exactly, but
roughly.
But largely, I lifted them from some previous year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Only 10% of it was my own work.
Okay, no problem. Anyway, all I'm telling folks is I didn't invent anything except one point that I'll get to a little later. All right, so associate or bachelor's degree, any objection? Okay. Detail-oriented, paren, can't let anything fall through the cracks. Okay. Be self-motivated, work well independently and with a team. I think I may have thrown this in. Demonstrate community organizing skills. No objection?
Yeah, I don't think that's...
You don't think it's appropriate? Well, Terry, why don't you repeat some of the comments you made on our last call about what should and shouldn't be in the requirements?
In terms of community organizing, it would be possible to have an NES who had done no actual community organizing, but there is a tremendous overlap of people who can do this to be able to deal with a variety of people in conflict and motivation. And this. So there actually is, I think, a pretty strong overlap with community organizing, but it's not... You know, it's not an absolute requirement, but it's an indication that they might be able to do it.
Should we move it to the category of additional beneficial experiences?
Maybe that.
I'd be fine with that.
Okay. All right. Without objection, then I'll move it. Okay. All right. Next, and so we're still on requirements. Computer savvy (parenthesis) word processing, Excel, email, internet. Any changes? Okay. Next, the ability to learn an unfamiliar database program quickly.
That can go either to additional benefits or not at all, because the fact is I didn't do anything with the database. The LESs did, but I didn't.
Okay, so let's strike it then. Okay, next, the ability to work with a very diverse group of people with different personalities. That's pretty mandatory, right? Okay, next, the ability and willingness to be assertive to ensure that election policies are followed by station staff, both paid and unpaid, should persuasion prove inadequate. This is word for word, folks. I didn't write this. What do you think? Any problems with that language?
Well, this is Lydia.
Yeah.
Okay, well, go back to what is it, a variety of people with different...
Yeah, ability to work with a...
diverse group of people, that's enough. You don't have to say... it's a given that... people have different personalities.
Oh, okay. But on this point about ability and willingness to be assertive to ensure election policies are followed by station staff, both paid and unpaid, should persuasion prove inadequate, why don't we just cut it at are followed by station staff, period.
Okay, and then read it the way you said?
Then it would read...
Your new way. Your editor.
The new way would be the ability and willingness to be assertive to ensure that election policies are followed by station staff. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Next, patience, perseverance, and a thick skin.
That sounds icky.
Okay. What's your suggestion, Lydia?
I don't know. I have to think about it. Keep going. And see what else is on this funny list. Go ahead.
All right. Additional beneficial and additional beneficial experience and skills.
I'm sorry, I have one comment about what you, item above item, and that is when we put staff also different personalities, because it's not the staff that is only can create problem, but factions can create a lot of problem too.
We just had in the item above it the ability to work with a very diverse group of people.
No, but this was about the assertive, when you talk about assertiveness and their willing, they would be able to manage, you know, the go by the rules and don't break anything. You know, this is a different focus. This has a different focus. And I think if we bring paid and unpaid staff, we have to add something to, you know, all the groups and their grouping and their supporters and everything else. Something. I don't mean that you have to add everything. But if you are identifying the station, if you are setting one group, everybody needs to be included in this. I think it's important because I think different factions constantly try to win the election supervisor over or do things. And so this is about assertiveness. This has need to be added to it. Thanks.
Well, the item was only about policies being followed. I think that's a really crucial thing, and I think whoever wrote this was on point to say, you know, part of your job is you've got to stand up to even someone who has a big title at a station saying, hey, look, you're not following Pacifica's, policies or regulations. You've got to do whatever. You've got to air that cart every morning, you know, whatever it is.
Exactly. No, I understand that. Of course, I want them to follow the policies no matter who it is, small or big person.
Right.
Somehow we can combine this or somehow to say that is a mandatory that the person follows the policies to the, you know, to every word and every detail.
Nancy, on the deck.
Yes, Nancy.
Okay, how about the ability and shall be assertive to ensure that election policies are followed by the station staff?
First of all, it doesn't work grammatically, and second of all, you can't mandate that someone be assertive on every occasion.
Okay,
now, that's
then
why
then shall
it says
ensure.
Willingness to be assertive. I mean, obviously, it's a judgment call. At times, you're going to lay down
shall?
The law, but other times, you're going to be persuasive. I mean, it's...
Well, how about just shall ensure that the election policies are followed?
This is not a list of job duties. It's a list of requirements to be considered. And that's why it's phrased as the ability and willingness to be assertive to ensure that election policies are followed. I think it strikes the right tone.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
I do, too.
Would add there is the tricky part is some people will come into the job assuming that Pacifica is like other entities where they can issue a directive to an employee who will then do it or be fired.
Right.
And it's such a uniquely different circumstance.
Right.
And I'm not sure how to capture that. I think the words that Bob proposes sort of hint at it, and I don't know if you can do much more than hint at it because it's too difficult to explain.
Right. See, I agree. I think these are the nuances that have to be handle in the job interview, and maybe, who knows, maybe even the contract somehow that can be clarified. But not in the we can't put too much into a job announcement. It's really not the place for all of the details. I mean, all the points everyone's making are really good, but this is, I don't feel like this is the document to address all those issues. All right, if we can move on to additional beneficial experience and skills. First one, experience. This is the one I wrote.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Who's that?
Teresa.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe you can use the word diplomacy.
Okay. Why don't we add that in the list of adjectives?
Instead of being patient and persevering or whatever, if you can just use diplomacy.
Well, how about adding it rather than replacing anything? I think the person needs all those traits. Patience, perseverance, diplomacy, and a thick skin.
About a minute ago.
Oh, okay.
I think if you're going to be working with volunteers and the people are diverse, it's a given that you have to be patient. Maybe you have to, maybe you have to be self-directed. But I don't know. I'm not that fond of the word persevere. I'm definitely not fond of thick skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think thick skin is a little bit crude, so we can strike that.
I don't care how. I don't care really how you feel as an employee.
Right. Good point.
If you do your job.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't want somebody to commit suicide over this experience, but I think we just ask the person to be diplomatic and professional.
This is Terry again.
Yeah.
The thick skin may not be the best way to phrase it, but the concept is to give the applicant fair warning that this isn't like other jobs. And the fact is, the lack of a thick skin is the thing that's most likely going to cause an NES to quit midterm.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a characteristic that it's almost essential, the ability to have people yell at you and not freak
not
out about
it. Not take
it
personally. Yeah.
How about endurance under fire?
Okay, hold on. Nancy suggested endurance under fire.
Is that better than thick skin?
Well, who else
dealing
wanted to
conflict.
Speak? I heard another voice.
It was Lydia to the staff.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, a couple of points. Number one is if you can incorporate something that says able to diplomatically enforce, you know, the election policies. But also, in terms of thick skin, totally nix that. These are issues that you feel out when you're interviewing the person and you raise within the context. You've already said the person has to be assertive. Anybody that applies is going to Google Pacifica and they're going to know. And it doesn't always have to be horrible, I don't think. And I don't know. I really object to thick-skinned, and I don't think it's necessary in the ad. I think it's something that the interviewer would raise.
Okay, so how about this? Taking everything into account, I think the thing about Lydia about diplomacy and being assertive is too narrow. We need a diplomat, someone who can be diplomatic in all aspects of the job. So why don't we just, in that last item, that list of nouns, change it to simply patience and diplomacy. Boom.
Okay, that's fine. I'm good.
All right. Okay, let's get back. We're almost done, folks. Let's just try to plow
through. We're out of time.
Okay, thank you. Five more minutes. Any objection?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, I added this new one based on what Terry said last time. Experience with elections, mediation, and the or may get lost, so I don't know if we should emphasize it, and or dispute resolution. To Terry's point being that they don't absolutely have to have actually run an election before. They could have done something somewhat similar like mediation or like dispute resolution. How do people feel about making it optional to a direct election experience?
Manager?
Yes.
I think this should be a major requirement. We have had so many problems that I think putting these as additional, I don't think we would succeed. If you look at in the back, previous times, and see, even on local level, if people don't have experience, they don't know what they're getting into. And also, this is a huge institution. We have to realize, and Terry, I'm sure, can tell us, that how much work it needs, and people have to know. If, Terry, you didn't know, if you had not worked with election, how difficult and almost impossible becomes, then we would have a lot of problems. We actually, by not having this as a main requirement and major requirements, we continue the dysfunction of our system. Thanks.
Well, I would say that knowledge and experience with elections is much less critical if you have a ballot company, because they bring that experience. With I had experience that actually helped Election Services Corporation be able to do things that they would not have done as well, because I knew a single transferable vote process is better than they did. But if you were to use either ESC or True Ballot, which are the only two vendors out there that really have much experience with ranked balloting, both of them now have the experience, and I think you could hire an NES that didn't really know a lot about elections, and it could work. I almost think, I mean, it's definitely beneficial that they know about elections, but I think it's appropriate to have it in the additional beneficial skills section.
Okay, other opinion?
I still disagree.
Well, hold on, Manage. Let's hear from someone we haven't heard from.
Michael, does it check?
Yes.
I think requiring experience of elections really is going to limit the universe of people that will apply for the job. There's just not that many people, I don't think, in the whole United States with experience with elections, particularly with SDV elections. So I think it's desirable, but the skills are not necessarily election skills in terms of being detail-oriented and able to handle, recalcitrant people, or supervisorial skills.
Nancy, to the start?
Yes, Nancy.
Terry already reported that there was like over 100 applicants to the Craigslist, and it was with this.
Yeah, but only about five of them, three or four out of the 100, have had any real elections experience.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken on this point? All right, then Manager, go ahead.
Thank you so much. I said what I said. I really think that if we think there are not that many people or we cannot get people, but what if we get people and we have problem with our election continuously? So that, to me, working out of fear is always get us into trouble. We have to go for what we think is absolutely necessary and then work for it. If we don't do that, then we don't work to get the quality that we need. How much did election, cost us because we had problem, that we had to extend election, do this or do that. Thanks.
Okay, actually, I'd like to speak on this. I think Terry has been very persuasive that, while of course in an ideal world we would want someone absolutely to have election experience, in the real world of, as Michael pointed out, not only are there few people with those skills, but it's few people who also fit in the narrow list of people who, A, happen to be free for 9 months later this year, and are willing to put up with all the crap that goes on in Pacifica and the abuse and the fairly low pay even when the person is getting their paycheck. So I think the risk we run by putting it as a requirement is we're simply going to get nobody who's genuinely qualified, because people will self-select to not apply. But then we'll get a whole bunch of people who aren't really qualified, as happened with, the Craigslist thing, and we'll end up with really no one decent at all. I'd rather have people, too many people that are not quite qualified and we toss them, but some people who are close enough that then we can interview, summer, and, hopefully we'll push for a similar arrangement to last year where the ED or IED plus the committee jointly interviews people, but whatever the process is, that we interview a bunch of people who are not quite there, but we can make a judgment call, as people who can listen to how someone sounds and check out their references and all the rest and say, this person sounds like they could handle it. They've been through similar contentious experiences. People have spoken to us about their skills as diplomats and as dispute settlers and as someone who's really careful about details. So, yeah, I think we can. This person could do a good job.
In fact, this is Terry again. I would want to offer that if you guys wanted to put a little line in the contract to bring me in as a consultant to do 1 week of training or something like that, if NES, I might be into something like that.
Oh, that's a great idea. Michael, please write that down in the notes.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bob, this is Lydia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we can use language like desirable, not required, but desirable, or put it into that lower section that you have rather than with the requirements. There is an ethic to there is a benefit to having gone, whether it's your election at some church configuration or your, you know, your neighborhood council or, you know, something civic-minded or whatever, not necessarily political, or a nonprofit board you're on, whatever it is, I think it's valuable. I don't agree with you. It doesn't have to be a requirement, but I think it needs to be listed somewhere as something that's of benefit if you have that experience.
That's where it is now.
Okay, but I like the word desirable.
Okay, why don't we, is there any objection to changing the category heading to additional desirable instead of beneficial, additional desirable experience and skills?
Oh, that sounds better. I agree.
Okay. All right, so is there any objection to leaving the experience with elections mediation and or dispute resolution as a, you know, additional desirable rather than a requirement? Having heard all the discussion, is there any remaining objection? Okay, hearing none, that's the way it'll be. Okay.
Nice to hear. Can I say something?
Yes. Yes.
I have to go, but before I go, I think you don't need the word patient. I think if a person is diplomatic, they are patient. But I'll let you go.
Okay.
Gotta go.
Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah, folks, can we just move forward since we've already resolved that issue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Am I supposed to be taking time because we ran out of time a long time ago? It's 10:26.
Thank you. Yeah. I think we're almost done. Maybe we can suspend time so that we just do this fast. But thank you, Nancy. Next item is database management. These are additional desirable. They're not required. Database management. Any objection? Okay. Bilingual English and Spanish. Teaching. Okay. And then the one we said earlier, but community organizing skills. Okay. All right. So if there's nothing on that, then there's another section that I'm wondering if we should strike altogether because it's not really the typical tone of a job announcement, but I'll read it anyway. It was in... I think it was in the RFP. It's called Considerations for the Position. Due to a very short time period between close of nominations and mailing of ballots and candidate information, attention to advance preparations is critical. The NES and LESs must become very familiar with all portions of the Pacifica bylaws pertaining to the election of delegates, allegations of campaign violations by participants in the election, including on-air hosts of programs on our stations, must be addressed promptly and professionally without prejudice or appearance of prejudice. There will be cases where the bylaws are silent. In these instances, it is essential that all supervisors stay impartial and avoid appearance of taking sides. Questions and challenges have occurred in past elections if a candidate or a candidate supporters feel the NES or LESs are not being fair or competent and or is not following the bylaws. Failure to ensure complete fairness and impartiality in accordance with the bylaws will result in exponentially increased workload on the NES and LESs. So I guess I'm changing my mind from what I sent you all and now saying I move to strike that entire wording. Any comments?
Can we hear from Terry?
Yeah, I'd say get rid of it. It's too detailed.
Sounds good.
Any objection? Okay, it's stricken. And then finally, just the routine kind of boilerplate language, but I'll read it just so we're all clear and if there's any comments. To apply, please email a cover letter, your resume, and two references with contact information by March 6, 2013 to Summer Reese, IED, Bob Lederer, Chair of Elections Committee. Your cover letter should explain why you believe you would be a good fit for this position and should include a summary of any connections and history you may have with Pacifica. No phone calls, please. Women, people of color, LGBT people, and people with disabilities are especially encouraged to apply. Any last round of comments?
I wish the word fairness were in there somewhere, or respect for fairness, or...
Fairness in what context?
In the requirements where you've got patience, perseverance...
We addressed that earlier. We talked about certify the fairness of the elections. I think that's kind of implicated throughout. Yeah, I think it's redundant.
Okay.
All right, so if we're all done, then this is approved without objection, as amended. Okay. All right, now, we're at the end of our time for the entire meeting, but let's quickly analyze what is time-sensitive. I would say, okay, the next item on the agenda was the process to evaluate the last election and fix problems, and I was going to propose a working group. So, actually, that's really the only other substantive item on tonight's agenda, which, and I apologize to Terry, but it looks like we're not going to get to the discussion of sortition.
Right, I'm going to go to bed.
Okay, no, that's fair. That's fair, but let me just, before you go,
yeah?
Would you be willing to come? I promise the next time if you come.
For that specific agenda item, yes.
Yes, great. Thank you so much, Terry, for everything.
Okay.
Right,
yeah,
okay,
bye.
Good night.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay. So, in that case, we'll just try to speed through this setting up a working group if the committee wants to. That would be my proposal, that it's similar to something we did last year. We just had a group of volunteers and, you know, from the committee to kind of catalog all the different aspects of what was problematic from, you know, the nominations through the campaigning to the preparation of the ballot and the ballot materials to the tabulation and the certification and the extending quorum, extending to meet quorum, and all that, all the pieces go kind of piece by piece and propose changes. So any discussion on that process for moving forward? And I would suggest as a goal maybe by the March meeting for that grouping to come up with its report and its recommendations.
Okay.
Any comments on that process? Okay. Well, then who would like to volunteer to be on such a working group? One last thing. Because we're soon going to have a turnover of the old committee members to the new, I would like to stipulate in this motion that membership in the working group continue to be open to 2012 committee members, even if they're no longer on the committee, because their knowledge and expertise is extremely valuable. So is there any objection to that? Okay. Okay, so that'll be part of the motion, establishing this group. And having said all that, who would like to volunteer? I will be willing to volunteer.
Nancy.
Who else? Nancy.
Michael.
Michael. Others?
This is
too big a task for three people, folks. We really need help.
Somebody from we have I. So somebody from WFSW and A, or somebody.
Right. It would be good to have somebody from all five stations.
Is Sasha still on the line? She left already.
I mean, we can put out an appeal on the listserv for those who are not on the call, but
yes,
for those who are on the call, can I just appeal to maybe one or two more of you to step forward? I mean, it doesn't need to be a zillion conference calls. Really, it should be minimal conference calls and a lot of, you know, emailing back and forth with suggestions.
And
all right.
I wonder if this group could have some more teeth, like being able to access the master files to check the card playing and.
No, that's not the role that a working group can play, really. We can,
really?
You know, we can talk to people and get their experience and, you know, ask them what they think went wrong and what they think should be fixed. That's fine, but you can't kind of go around and demand documents of this or that. I mean, the committee has to decide if it wants to do that.
Oh, okay.
But not a working group.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, if there's no other volunteers, did someone just join or...
Yeah, this is Sasha.
Sasha, we just called your name because we.
I had to leave the call.
No, it's fine. But the reason we called your name is we agreed to set up a working group to try to fix what went wrong last year, or recommend fixes, I should say. And we said it would be nice to have one, at least one from each signal area. And we have, so far we have Nancy, Michael, and myself. And we wondered if you might be willing, or anyone else from KPFA. To sit on this over the next, you know, like a month and a half or so.
Maybe. Sure. I'd be glad to do that. And,
Okay, terrific. Thank you. All right.
I don't think it's going to get... I don't think 1 month is enough.
Well, we can always extend. There's no problem extending. I'm just saying we shouldn't just kind of let the group go on and on and on. We should set a first date for a report back of the March meeting.
Yes.
And of course, if the group says we need more time, then fine. I'm sure the committee will be glad to give us more time.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's 10:35, so I'd like to adjourn unless there's any really burning thing that someone needs to say.
Yes. Can somebody read my motion?
Well, no, I didn't mean to take up a motion. I meant any kind of comment or thing to. We'll absolutely put this on the next agenda, Nancy. In fact, why don't you write it up? Oh, you did? Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot. Yes. My head cold talking. Okay. So
can we vote on it tonight?
Well, it's up to the committee. I mean, I personally...
What is the motion?
Yeah, give us a 30-second summary, Nancy.
Okay, it's real short. The motion, be it moved to recommend to the PNB that, number one, no station management or staff take over the LES's duties, including the scheduling of the candidate cards, nor, number two, shall management make public service announcements about the Pacifica election or comments for or negative to the candidates, but... Number three, management shall be responsible for the proper playing of the candidate cards in accordance with the instructions and the card scheduling set by the LES. And four, management, general manager, shall submit an audit of the card playing to the LES within 24 hours of the playing. The next paragraph, failure of the management to abide by the above and assist the LES in correcting within 24 hours, any mistakes will be grounds for disciplinary measures, which may include suspension without pay and or dismissal of the culpable management employee or S, parentheses.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a really important set of issues that I agree, Nancy. We absolutely need to carefully think through and adopt a policy on, but I can't imagine how we could begin to go through that at
no.
10 minutes past our adjourn time.
Well, I had a lawyer look at it, and
that's great. But I'm just saying, I don't see how it can happen tonight.
Okay. So something for people to think about, and
email
me some changes you want or something.
Okay. No, I'm glad you put it out there, and then we can chew on it.
And Mrs. Sasha, I mean, it sounds like it might be something to talk about in committee.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Either way.
I mean,
we could do it in the working group or we can do it in the next committee call. So let's definitely put it on the agenda. For those who came in late, we voted to meet again on Thursday, February 14th.
Okay.
So that's the next meeting.
Why does that sound? Isn't that Valentine's Day?
It is, but is that a problem for anyone on this call?
Nobody who's involved with Pacific to life, let's face it.
Yeah, I'm beginning to agree with that.
All right. So,
can you bring that on the calendar?
I'm sorry, Michael. Can you repeat?
Can you put
I'm
that on
the calendar?
Yes, I will.
Nothing is on the 14th right now. It's blank.
Right.
So.
Right.
Okay.
No, I'll put it on. All right. So can we adjourn now?
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks,
Hope you
Michael,
feel better.
For taking notes. Yeah, thanks. Okay. Bye.
Thank you.